Tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander here on KPR from his new album, Timing Is Everything, with a special guest on flute, Jeb Paradis. It was a Ross on Roland Kirk tune called Serenade to a Cuckoo. Had some guitar in there from Raleigh Michek, as well as the rhythm section of Rick Germans and Alexander Claffey and Jason Tiemann, piano, bass, and drums. In just over 10 minutes, we're going to hear two pieces from the new Antonio Adolfo album, Love Cole Porter, the pianist and his arrangements of Cole Porter's songs. And coming up next, it's singer Veronica Swift. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at afterTheHarvestKC.org. Veronica Swift, her 2019 album Confessions, and the Dave Frischberg song called I'm Hip, here on KPR.
I'm hip. I'm no square. I'm alert. I'm awake. I'm aware. I am always on the scene, making the rounds, making the sounds. I read Playboy magazine. I'm so hip. I dig. I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man. I'm so hip. Now every Saturday night, with my suit button tied and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks. Yes, I'm watching Netflix with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. Yes, I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, bendy-o-do. Lady Gaga knows my friend. I'm so hip. Yes, I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, and now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. And whatever the facts, and whatever the ads say it's needs fill, I'm keeping abreast, I'm in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuckoo. I'm a car, I'm a cat, I'm a gook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scooby-doo-boo. One more time, play back the knife. Let her rip, 'cause I'm hip, like I'm hip. Let her rip, we're all hip. Let me flip, while I flip, 'cause he's hip, and he's hip. We're all hip, 'cause I'm hip, like you're hip. We're all hip, watch us flip, 'cause we're hip. Scoop-a-doop-a-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot.
Veronica Swift singing David Frischberg's song, I'm Hip, her album Relentless 2019, and she was joined there by essentially the Emmett Cohen trio, Emmett piano, Russell Hall bass, and Kyle Poole on drums, with tenor saxophonist Grant Stewart next here on KPR, and then music from the new one by Antonio Adolfo. Grant Stewart and an album called The Lighting of the Lamps going back to 2022, and a piece he wrote called A Piece of Art here on Kansas Public Radio, Jazz in the Night.
Thank you.
And her saxophonist Grant Stewart on KPR, his tune, A Piece of Art, from his 2022 album, The Lighting of the Lamps, Bruce Harris playing trumpet, with Tardo Hammer at the piano, David Wong on bass, and Phil Stewart on drums, saxophonist Grant Stewart. In a little more than 10 minutes, we'll hear from our jazz album of the week this week, trombonist Conrad Herwig, and his album, The Lenten Side of McCoy Tyner. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, the Brazilian pianist, arranger, composer Cole Porter's new album is called Love, Cole Porter. He's not composing, of course, all the compositions by Cole Porter, but he is arranging. And we're going to hear two from this one tonight with a terrific band from Brazil led by pianist and arranger Antonio Adolfo. And we will start off the set with his version of I've Got You Under My Skin here on KPR. Thank you. Brazil's Antonio Adolfo and a couple of terrific arrangements here on KPR. Cole Porter songs, we heard Easy to Love, and before that I've Got You Under My Skin, and a wonderful band. A lot of the musicians Antonio has used over his last few albums, including guitarist Luna Galvo, drummer Rafael Barada, trumpeter Jesse Sedan, alto saxophone Danilo Sina, tenor sax and flute by Marcelo Martin, trombonist Rafael Roca, among others. In the band, led by pianist and arranger there, Antonio Adolfo. With music from our Jazz Album of the Week, trombonist Conrad Herwig's The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. Up next, and coming your way in a little under 10 minutes, we'll go back to 1960 for an album called Really Big, the Jimmy Heath Orchestra. The tenor saxophonist, composer, and arranger leading a 10-piece band here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Well, giant crustaceans take over a remote island Friday night on KPR's Next Cinema A Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for a Roger Corman double feature, Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. It all starts at 7 p.m. Tickets at the door. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. one is Conrad Herwig from his Latin Side of McCoy Tyner album with McCoy's Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit, that track, and the very special guest, the great Latin jazz pianist, Eddie Palmieri, joining the band, led by Conrad Herwig. It's our KPR Jazz Album of the Week. More from that later tonight here on Kansas Public Radio with music from the Jimmy Heath Orchestra in 1960. Up next, a new one from singer Milton Suggs is on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, here's Jimmy Heath, the tenor saxophonist and composer and arranger of this piece, Old Fashioned Fun, a 10-piece band called the Jimmy Heath Orchestra. The album Really Big, the piece Old Fashioned Fun. It's Jimmy Heath on KPR. The Jimmy Heath Orchestra on KPR, the 1960 album Really Big. Tenor saxophonist Jimmy Heath and his composition and arrangement called Old Fashioned Fun. This 10-piece band loaded with great musicians, including, among others, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, trumpeter Clark Terry, and pianist Tommy Flanagan, the rhythm section of bass and drums, Percy Heath and Albert Tootie Heath, to go, of course, with their brother, Jimmy Heath. With music from trumpeter Kenny Dorham coming your way in about 10 minutes after a song and then some NPR news. The song is going to be from singer Milton Suggs. Milton Suggs, a new duo album, voice and piano, Milton Suggs with pianist Michael King. And this is the piece of music that Larry Wallace called To Wisdom the Prize. And Milton Suggs wrote lyrics to that and calls this Wisdom for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Throughout our lives, there are choices to make. Which way to go, which road to take. Along this journey, as we're learning wrong from right. Heed that voice inside, you will grow wise. Each test we pass, every mountain we climb, pain overcame, trial we survive. As we grow older, brings us closer to the prize. You are sure to find, if you are wise. Some may attain, fading with time. If it is treasure beyond measure you desire, you must look inside if you are wise. Time has come, our race is run. What will our legacy be that we leave behind? With wisdom you may find, there is the prize, the prize, the prize. There is the prize, the prize, the prize, the prize. To wisdom the prize, the prize, the prize. To wisdom the prize, oh, 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 to wisdom the prize, the prize. To wisdom the prize, to wisdom the prize.
The music written by Larry Willis, the lyrics by Milton Suggs, To Wisdom the Prize, here on KPR, the new album, Pure Intention. Just voice and piano, Milton Suggs, and pianist Michael King here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
Kansas City is blessed with a lot of great guitar players, and we'll hear from one this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, the Rod Fleeman Trio. David Bassi. Join me live at Green Lady Lounge Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for joining me tonight. Right after an NPR News update, we'll hear from a new album, the Fernando Huego. Fernando Huergo Big Band, right after the news. After that, we'll go back to 1962, an album from trumpeter Kenny Dorham with his very special guest, alto saxophonist Jackie McLean. Later in the hour, new music from Alexander Claffey and more from our jazz album of the week by pundronist Conrad Herwig, all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Joe Biden was on the offensive today, warning about the dangers of a second term by Donald Trump. Speaking to a crowded rally in Detroit tonight, he said he's not yet done.
I'm the nominee. I'm the nominee of this party because 14 million Democrats like you voted for me in the primaries. You made me the nominee. No one else, not the press, not the pundits, not the insiders, not donors. You, the voters, you decided. No one else. And I'm not going anywhere.
The boisterous crowd chanted, "Don't you quit," as the president spoke. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, has named a handful of finalists in his search for a running mate. And as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Trump compared the selection process to his old reality TV show, The Apprentice.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president said he had narrowed down his list to 4 or 5 people. Trump named Senators Marco Rubio of Florida, J.D. Vance of Ohio, and Tim Scott of South Carolina as strong candidates. He also mentioned North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
It's like a highly sophisticated version of The Apprentice.
Trump said he'd prefer to make his announcement in the middle of the Republican National Convention, but it'd likely be earlier. He needs to make the announcement before the Republican National Committee holds a roll call vote to officially nominate the running mate. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union blasted Republican presidential candidate Trump on Friday, saying that having Trump back in the White House would be a complete disaster for the working class. Sean Fain made his comments during a 16-minute talk at the Netroots Nation conference in Baltimore. He also said the Biden administration has offered incredible gains to the working class. The union endorsed Biden for president back in January. Stocks surged after a report this week showed inflation continuing to cool. NPR's Rafael Nam looks at the day on Wall Street.
It was a big day in stock markets, with all three major indexes, including the S&P 500, ending with solid gains. Investors were feeling good after a report on Thursday showed annual inflation in June cooling more than expected. The report is raising hope the Federal Reserve will finally start cutting interest rates, perhaps as early as September. And unlike previous rallies we've seen this year, it wasn't just technology stocks that led markets higher. The gains were actually pretty widespread, with smaller companies also rallying, a sign that investors are growing even more confident. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
And now the final numbers. The Dow gained 247 points, up 0.6%. The NASDAQ added 115 points, up 0.6% as well. And the S&P 500 gained 30 points, up 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News. Four migrants died overnight after their boat deflated during an attempt to cross the English Channel. More than 60 people were rescued. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more on the clandestine crossings from France to Britain that continue unabated.
The migrants were pulled from the sea off the coast of Boulogne-sur-Mer after French maritime police got an alert. The northern French coast is a staging ground for migrants from countries like Ethiopia, Eritrea, Afghanistan, and Sudan who believe they have a chance at a better life in Britain. Many have family or language ties or think job prospects in the UK are better. Despite a recent agreement between France and Britain to beef up patrols along French beaches, the number of migrants attempting to cross has increased in the last 5 years. At least 19 people have died making the crossing in 2024, but some 12,000 have succeeded. The French Coast Guard was accused of criminal negligence in 2021 after it ignored calls for help from a sinking vessel. Some 27 people drowned. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A two-story school in central Nigeria collapsed during morning classes today. 22 students were killed while 132 others were rescued. Rescuers are looking for several other people who are still missing following the incident. The first hydrogen-powered ferry to operate commercially anywhere in the world will begin operations next week in San Francisco. Officials say the 70-foot catamaran will carry as many as 75 passengers daily along the city's waterfront. The service will be free and run for 6 months. The agency that runs the region's ferry system is planning to phase out its diesel-powered ferries to reduce air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
We'll be right back.
Fernando Huergo Big Band in a piece called Groove Odds, opening this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night. Bassist, composer, arranger Fernando Huergo's Big Band with the new album called Relentless. Bob McWilliams here with you sharing the music, and we'll hear from the new one from bassist Alexander Claffey in about 12 minutes, a band that includes guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel. Up next, we're going to hear trumpeter Kenny Dorham, and we're going to go back to his album Matador from 1960 and hear a piece by the alto saxophonist on this number, Melanie, which Jackie McLean recorded several times with some different forms. It's Melanie, Kenny Dorham, Jackie McLean, with Bobby Timmons at the piano, Teddy Smith and J.C. Moses bass and drums, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Trumpeter Kenny Dorham on Kansas Public Radio from his 1960 album Matador, a tune by the alto saxophonist there, Jackie McLean, called Melanie, the rhythm section of Bobby Timmons, Teddy Smith, J.C. Moses, piano, bass, and drums. We'll get to that new one from bassist Alexander Claffey doing a Joe Henderson tune in just a few minutes here on Jazz in the Night. Right now, though, it's time for another listen to the Latin side of McCoy Tyner, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, with trombonist Conrad Herwig leading that band here on KPR.
Thank you.
trombonist Conrad Herwig, Latin side of McCoy Tyner, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week with McCoy's Fly with the Wind. And what an exceptional band trombonist Conrad Herwig has here. Saxophonist Craig Handy, trumpeter Alex Norris, Bill O'Connell at the piano, Ruben Rodriguez, Robbie Amin, bass and drums, conga drummer Camilo Molina. In this next set, we'll hear from a new one from trumpeter Stuart Mack. We'll hear the title track to his new album, Vibrations. We'll start off the next set with music from bassist Alexander Claffey's new album called Memento. We're here and we are at Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Alexander Claffey, one of the very fine bassists of the New York scene, put together a really cool band here with guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel, vibraphonist Simone Mouillet, drummer Jimmy McBride, and pianist Dave Kakoski. And they're going to do a tune written by the great saxophonist Joe Henderson called Gin Rickshaw. We'll follow that up with trumpeter Stuart Mack here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. Thank you. singer Stuart Mack. His tune, Vibrations, the title of his new album, with some really fine solos there by the pianist Manuel Valera and the drummer Dan Puget. The band also had Eddie Meyerson bass Alejandro Aviles on sax and flute. And we started off with bassist Alexander Claffey from his new album Memento and the Joe Henderson tune, Jinrickshaw. We'll have a song from Lisa Rich, the singer with her new album out after decades away from recording and performing, and it's really fine. Up next, something a little bit different. It's Piano and Banjo by Chick Corea and Bela Fleck. Well, giant crustaceans take over a remote island Friday night, July the 19th at KPR's Next Cinema Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's a Roger Corbin double feature with Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the door at Liberty Hall, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles of Topeka. Well, just issued Chick Corea and Bela Fleck duets, the album called Remember. It's a wonderful essay by Bela about the late Chick Corea and the making of the music on this, mostly on tour in 2019 and a handful of other things finished before Chick's passing. We're going to hear their version of Thelonious Monk's tune, Bemsha Swing. It's Chick Corea and Bela Fleck on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. two master musicians indeed, Chick Corea on piano and Bela Fleck on banjo. And as Bela was coming into music, one of his musical idols was Chick Corea. And Bela said, I'd never imagined I'd get to make music with him. They did Bempsha Swing on this album of recordings made back in 2019 for the most part before Chick's passing the next year. The album called Remembrance, and a lovely essay by Bela Fleck about Chick in the liner notes to that. With one more this hour from singer Lisa Rich, and then we'll have news at 11:01, followed up with a lot more jazz in the night, starting off next hour with the great Kansas City musician Jay McShann. Well, Lisa Rich had a jazz vocal career blossoming in the 1980s and was struck by a debilitating illness, which basically made it impossible for her to perform live and also even to do any recording. And she had a long layoff from music, but her friend, the late singer Jay Clayton, Jay kept urging Lisa to return to music and helped set up this recording session. And, of course, the album's now out after Jay's own passing. And it's great to have Lisa Rich's voice with us. Mark Copeland's on piano, Drew Gress bass, Dave Ballou trumpet. The title track to the album, Long As You're Living, Lisa Rich on KPR.
Forgive me if I seem to preach. There is something that I have to say, a message that I hope will reach people who are throwing life away. I call it my philosophy. That is why I pass it on to you, because it works so well for me. Helps me get away from strength. I hope you listen carefully. This heavy truth will make you free. That's the way you want to be, because brother, this is your life. Long as you're living, always remember, time is for spending, but there's an ending. While you are sleeping, lifetime is creeping. Wake up and taste it, foolish to waste it. Sample and savor all of its flavor, long as you're living. Thank you. living. Always remember, you'll never beat life. Don't try to cheat life. All men are brothers, do unto others. Love's for enjoying, hate's for destroying. Never forget it, or you'll regret it. Long as you're living, sample and savor all of its flavor. Long as you're living, live every minute, put yourself in it. Long as you're
Lisa Rich singing Long, which is the title track to her new album. All the way through, she has piano and bass by Mark Copeland and Drew Gress. And on six of the tunes, half of the tunes, trumpeter Dave Ballou, as you heard there on Long As You're Living. Now, Long As You're Living started out as an instrumental piece written by trombonist Julian Priester and trumpeter Tommy Turrentine. And then Oscar Brown Jr. added the lyrics to that way back in the day. And it's not heard all that often. I know Karin Allison did a nice version a few years ago. And really fine version there from Lisa Rich here on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of Martin Denny and TV Private Eye Jazz from the 60s by John Williams. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is next, and then I've got more Jazz in the Night until midnight. I'm Bob Williams, and thanks for being here with me. And, of course, after midnight, you can stay up all night with Jazz with my longtime colleague and friend David Bassey. And Jazz with David Bassey. We're going to hear a KC jazz legend, someone who I got to see perform numerous times, just a great, great artist indeed, Jay McShann. And one featuring his piano playing, we'll be hearing his version of a Johnny Hodges tune, The Jeep Is Jumpin', and that is coming up after an NPR News update. Also on the way, Trevor Eddy and Charles' orchestra putting their spin on another great old tune, Stompin' at the Savoy. That and more is on the way after this news update from National Public Radio here on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden was campaigning in the important swing state of Michigan today, where he made a pitch to African-American voters in Detroit. The rally comes as the president and his team continue to work to convince lawmakers, donors, and voters that Biden is competent to serve another term. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the campaign.
Biden's speech is at Renaissance High School. It's a public school for high-achieving students in Detroit. Polls have shown the president's support among African-American voters has been slipping, at least just a bit. He is still expected to overwhelmingly win that vote, as he did 4 years ago. But any slippage, even a very small amount, could hurt him in a state that is projected to, again, be very close this year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.
As Biden works to rally his base, he continues to face defections from members of Congress who became concerned after his performance in the first presidential debate. California Congressman Mike Levin told Biden directly to his face today that he should quit the 2024 presidential race, and he explained his decision in a video on social media, saying he's heard from constituents worried about the fall election.
Like so many of you, I was naturally concerned about President Biden's performance in the recent debate. Since then, I made my opinions known in the appropriate manner with House Democratic leadership and my colleagues.
That's California Congressman Mike Levin. The head of the UN agency that aids Palestinians says there was a strong message of solidarity and support at a pledging conference in New York today. But NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the U.S., which was once the biggest donor, won't be resuming funding anytime soon.
16 donors cut off aid to UNRWA following Israeli allegations that some UN staffers in Gaza took part in Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. UNRWA's chief, Philippe Lazzarini, says he's now convinced most to resume funding.
I'm happy to say that, at the exception of the United States, cannot resume before March 2025 because of a legislative constraint. All the other countries are back.
And he says UNRWA has enough money now to keep schools, clinics, and aid operations afloat through September in Gaza and the West Bank and in Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
A weaker-than-expected demand for electric vehicle batteries has led to a crash in the lithium market. The metal is a key component of the batteries. The price for a metric ton of lithium had reached $85,000, but it's now dropped to less than $12,000, and the short-term outlook for the market has continued weakness until surplus supplies are used up. You're listening to NPR News. A New Mexico judge threw out the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin today. She dismissed the case based on misconduct of police and prosecutors over the withholding of evidence from the defense. Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey was unhappy with the judge's decision.
I respect the court's decision. I think that people can disagree. I'm disappointed because I believe that the importance of the evidence was misconstrued by the defense attorneys.
The charges came from the accidental death of a cinematographer on the set of Baldwin's film, Rust. For the first time, the Biden administration is requiring tenant protections for federally financed multifamily properties. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says tenant advocates welcome the move, but they say it doesn't go far enough.
The protections will apply to new loans starting early next year and could cover more than 2 million residents. They'll require a 30-day written notice of a rent increase or the end of a lease and a 5-day grace period for rent payments. Apartment industry groups say the measures are already considered best practices. A leading tenant rights advocate calls the move historic but marginal to the main goal, which is to cap rent hikes in federally financed properties. Landlord groups strongly oppose that and say it would reduce low-cost housing overall. Housing has become a top voter issue as a record share of people struggle with unaffordable rent. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Dale Willman. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
one of the greats of Kansas City jazz, Jay McShann, at the piano to open this 11 o'clock hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night with the tune The Jeep is Jumpin', one Johnny Hodges and Duke Ellington wrote. And Jay put it on a 1982 album called Swingmatism with Don Thompson and Archie Allen, bass and drums. We'll hear another piece out of the swing era on a new recording by trumpeter Eddie and Charles and his Creole Orchestra. That is next on Jazz in the Night. And after that, in just a few minutes, some Memphis blues and soul from saxophonist Hank Crawford. Trumpeter Eddie and Charles' new album, Creole Orchestra, shows the trumpeter also as a composer, and in this case as an arranger of the tune Stompin' at the Savoy here on KPR. Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, that new album, with Eddie Ann's arrangement there of Stompin' at the Savoy for you here on KPR. Featured soloists were trumpeter Walter Cano, barry saxophone player Paul Nedzella, pianist Sullivan Fortner, bassist Jonathan McCallum, drummer Obed Calvert. Terrific outing, Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, with the soulful blues Memphis sound of Hank Crawford, who came to prominence with Ray Charles Band back in the 50s. We're going to hear him from an album called The World of Hank Crawford up next on KPR, and follow that up with a new one from singer Sonia Carroll. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at KU.edu. The World of Hank Crawford, the album from the year 2000, with this version of a Tad Dameron tune that came right at the end of the swing and the start of the bebop era. Here's Hank Crawford's version of Good Bait on KPR. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Hank Crawford here on KPR with quite a band. Marcus Belgrave, the trumpeter, Ronnie Cuber on barry sax, guitarist Melvin Sparks, bassist Stanley Banks, drummer Kenny Washington, pianist Danny Mixon, the tune Good Bait, the 2000 album The World of Hank Crawford. In about 5 minutes, we'll hear a band I heard up at the Iowa City Jazz Festival last week, drummer Matt Wilson's Good Trouble. Right now, though, Sania Carroll on KPR.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I wanna cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I keep running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Come knock, knocking at my door. Fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I go running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Sania Carroll on Kansas Public Radio. Her new album, Water Is My Song, with the opening song to that album, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, with a very special guest indeed, the marvelous tenor saxophonist Houston Person, helping out on that one. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, it was a great weekend of jazz at the Iowa City Jazz Festival last weekend. And among the bands I got to see were drummer Matt Wilson's new band, Matt Wilson's Good Trouble, and then Lakeisha Benjamin. And they both have new albums out. In fact, the Matt Wilson Good Trouble album is about to come out very shortly. And we're going to hear from that one right now. Drummer Matt Wilson with alto saxophonist Tia Fuller, tenor sax and clarinet by Jeff Lederer, pianist and sometimes singer too, Don Clement, bassist Ben Allison, the leader. Drummer Matt Wilson for you here on Kansas Public Radio. And Good Trouble is the name of a three-piece suite in honor of the late, great Representative John Lewis. In fact, this tune is called Good Trouble on KPR. Lakeisha Benjamin's new album, Phoenix Reimagined Live, and that version of her piece Mercy with Lee Basie, Jay Strickland on drums, Zakiya Curtis at the piano, alto saxophones, Lakeisha Benjamin, who gave a phenomenal set at the Iowa City Jazz Festival, and a really terrific set from drummer Matt Wilson's Good Trouble preceded that last weekend in Iowa City. We just heard the title track to the album, Good Trouble, which is the name of the album and the name of the band, Matt Wilson's Good Trouble, praising and honoring the late great representative John Lewis. With music from our jazz album of the week from trombonist Conrad Herwig up next, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. And then we'll have some lovely ballads, one from an album by drummer Anthony Ciacci and another from guitarist Jimmy Rainey. Well, B-movie mogul Roger Corman died earlier this year, and Friday night, July 19th at Liberty Hall, will honor his career with a totally bonkers night of Cormania, I guess, for KPR Cinema Go-Go. Our big double feature includes the classic Attack of the Crab Monsters, plus Swamp Women. It's at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 19th. Tickets available at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. Movies from the king of B-movies, Roger Corman, at that next Friday night. Conrad Herwig from the Latin side of John Coltrane next here on KPR. Trombonist Conrad Herwig from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, McCoy's piece 4x5 here on KPR. Well, let's hear a couple of ballads. We'll start off with I Remember Clifford, written by Benny Golson in honor of Clifford Brown after that great trumpeter's death at an early age. This is from an album by pianist Antonio Siaccia. It's a feature for trumpeter Joe Magnarelli here on KPR.
Thank you.
pianist Antonio Ciaccia's album Rush Life from back in 2008 here on KPR with the trumpeter Joe Magnarelli featured on I Remember Clifford. I'm Bob McWilliams. We're going to put one more ballad in for you before we get to midnight. The 1981 album Rainy 81, the Jimmy Rainy Quartet, the guitarist with his son Doug Rainy on second guitar, Jesper Lundgaard, Eric Einicke, bass and drums, and a great tune indeed, If I Should Lose You, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. from his album Rainy 81, guitarist Jimmy Rainey with If I Should Lose You here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
Kansas City is blessed with a lot of great guitar players, and we'll hear from one this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, the Rod Fleeman Trio. I'm David Bassey. Join me live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Owlsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being with me tonight on Jazz in the Night on KPR. All Night Jazz with David Bassey after a news update. Support for Jazz with David Bassey on Kansas Public Radio comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television, and First Presbyterian Church at Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org.